Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. Is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 1-800-306-1990. Let me remind you, if you have any more finance-related questions, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime. For instance, we call that number directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't need me today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And boy, you know, it's a nice day when you get to start off with an amazing set of celebrations. And today just happens to be that day where we are celebrating big time. So we could start off if we wanted to. If, you know, just if we wanted to. I have no clue what this one is. But National Bubba Day is observed across the country. An affectionate nickname for brother Bubba is also used. Close family, friends as a term of endearment. That's just like a ho-hum. I wish I had some sort of a ho-hum type voiceover here. But it is. I guess you can just go. Yeah, that's just ho-hum. But what about the rest of the celebrations? National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Well, if you're going to throw that on a tortilla, nice flour tortilla, add a little bit of good sauce to it, cheese. How about that peach mango sauce? That one. National Rocky Road Day, or early in the morning, you might want to go National Donut Day. But as we get closer to the end of our broadcast, we will remember today is National Leave the Office Early Day. Again, National Leave the Office Early. Yeah, so if you're thinking about leaving the office early, you will be enjoying that one. So that's just one of the many items that we are celebrating today. You know, something I have no problem with that one. If we stopped right there, we'd be okay. But then again, I've got a broadcast to share with you. We've got a lot of great information to share with you this morning. Unfortunately, that great information does not start off with the jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is the interesting part of this. The Dow Jones was checking 70-point open today based on the futures market early this morning. Then we got the jobs report came out. It was not a very good job report, no matter how you slice it. The only thing you can say good about the jobs report is maybe there's something odd happening in the months of May. Last year, we had a real poor jobs report in the month of May as well. See if there's a little bit of an anomaly going in there, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average was showing 7-point open based on the futures when the job report came out at 5:30 our time here in California. The futures went down to about 10 points, showing a 10-point positive. Right now, they're up 62 points, oil down 58 cents a barrel. And there is a bit of a dichotomy between the U.S. 10-year Treasury, which is down a pretty good amount, 5 basis points, down to 2.154, the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So you look at that one, it's saying, well, the Treasuries, you see the yield go down, means the price is going up. Generally, that would be money coming out of the stock market going into the 10-year Treasury. That's not happening right now. So there's a little bit of a odd shift in that one as well. Got to look and see why it's happening. He never did get to the number yesterday. The Freddie Mac mortgage market dropped very, very slightly. 1 basis point to 3.94 is the price of a 30-year fixed rate loan. You have to pay a half a point to get it, but that is where the number is at. And then we look at this job report. 138,000 new jobs created. Market was expecting 185,000. The big noteworthy item right there is that all the economists, we usually look and say, okay, what are the economists projecting? And then we look at it and say, what is the optimistic view from the economists and the pessimistic views? And the pessimists came out with a jobs number this low. So you didn't look a little bit further and you say, what's going on here? Well, the new jobs number came out saying we have 147,000 new private sector jobs.
However, ADP came out, and this is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics Agency. However, ADP came out yesterday and said we had 253,000 new private sector jobs. Now, ADP is the one that pays the people in the private sector. BLS just calls and does surveys. So you have to wonder who's accurate right there, especially when you're talking about 106,000 job difference. 106,000 jobs. Yes, if you're questioning the numbers here, yes, I did say that the U.S. economy added 138,000 jobs in May, and we have 147,000 new private sector jobs. That is because government jobs were down 9,000. So when you have the government jobs down 9,000 and you have 138,000 new, you add them together, come up with about 147,000 jobs. Unemployment 4.3%, it was 4.4%. Again, you might look at it and say, well, the unemployment number went down. If this was the Obama administration, they would be great news if the unemployment number went down. I say it's not. What you're going to actually hear from the mainstream media today is that 432,000 people left the workforce. Not good news. Wages up 4 cents to $26.22 is the average. Year over year, 63 cents, up 2.5%. Average work week, I don't know about you, but I don't see an average work week of 34.4 hours. That is what BLS tells us. We also look at the revisions, because they never get it right. So the revisions for March went from 79,000 down to 50,000. April down from 211,000 to 174,000. We've got a net revisions of 66,000 jobs, less jobs than what they claimed. 62.7 is the labor participation rate, the lowest number since December of 2016. We want that to be a high number, the participation rate. And we always look at what the real unemployment number is, not the BLS, maybe just the BS number. That is U3. Again, we said U3 is at 4.3%, but the U6 number, which talks about unemployed or underemployed, that's going to take into account that 433,000 people that left the workforce, 8.6%. Again, a big number heading in the right direction, but it is painful. Where are people getting jobs? Healthcare up 24,000, mining up 7,000, professional business services up 38,000, construction 11,000, food services and drinking places up 30,000, manufacturing down 1,000. Retail down 6,000 jobs. Let's keep increasing those minimum wages so we can keep pushing some of those young people out of the retail jobs. Absolutely, that's what happens. So that's just some of those numbers that came out of these reports this morning. Obviously, the big news yesterday, boy, you gotta really follow this. This is kind of crazy. The big news from yesterday was all on fire because the president pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Deal. Now, understand what the Paris Climate Deal really is. It has no effect on climate change. It's strictly a penalty on U.S. economics. Really. The Paris Climate Deal was to do nothing more than hurt the U.S. economy. Because if you look at the entire deal, and I'm going to say this right off, anybody that really wants to hurt our planet, wants to hurt our environment, wants to hurt our planet, nobody wants that. But you look at what this deal did. What did the deal do? Basically, the U.S. is going to send taxpayer dollars to China, India, and other third world countries. You get to pay more taxes so they can pollute the environment more. That's basically deal in a nutshell. The U.S. has to continue its march to reducing climate emissions. Now, in 2016, our climate emissions in the U.S. reduction was more than anybody else on the planet. The closest was by half, and that was Russia, and they're not part of this deal either. The climate deal that President Obama struck was basically saying that the U.S. pays money to these other countries, and the U.S. economy is going to get hit, and you are going to not only have to pay more in taxes, so that you can pay these other countries billions of dollars. We're going to cut our emissions. We're going to get rid of all of the coal mines, which China and India build the coal mines. We start cutting ours, closing ours. Does that make any sense to you? We have to have our emissions down by 2025, yet China and India, who are the biggest polluters, don't even start until 2030. Think about that. So then you hear these interesting individuals, self-serving individuals like Elon Musk and Bob Iger from ABC. They decide they're going to quit the President's Council of Advisors. Why are they quitting on the President's Council of Advisors? Well, they don't like the idea that the President is looking out for a good deal for the U.S. They like to go to China. They like to go to Russia. That's where they get their cheap money. That's where they get their cheap deals. That's how they really stick to the manufacturing sector in the U.S. because they want to go to those places and get cheap deals. That's what their business is. They're a fiduciary. They've got a responsibility to shareholders. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They have a fiduciary duty to their shareholders to get them the best possible deals they can. That's what it's all about. So if they're not doing that, then they've got a problem. They're not doing their job. They have a likelihood of losing their job. Okay, so what's it all about? Well, I'm going to share with you when we come back more about some of this information and why these individuals are doing that. And we'll also talk about what you would sacrifice to save for your next home. What would you sacrifice to save for your next home? We'll talk about it. What to know about buying a condo. And some financial mistakes you may be making right now and how to fix them. Reach any time off your number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel, and if you're part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, our consumer advocate. I will be delivering every day on radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. So what is the real-time real estate story today? Being brought to you by Nest, N-E-S-T. Text Nest, N-E-S-T to 7564. Find your dream home for someone else. You sacrifice to save for your next home. Saving to buy a home. What would you willing again to sacrifice? Bank of America's Home Buyers Insight Report revealed that a majority of home buyers, especially those purchasing their first home, are looking for a place to call their own, put down roots, and make memories. They see the emotional benefit of owning a home as much as financial ones. 95% of first-time buyers say they are willing to make sacrifices. Is home ownership a reality? 54% new clothes sacrificing, 50% car, 50% will sacrifice their social life, 44% sacrifice traveling, 36% features in marine home, 17% desired location. 76% of experienced buyers were willing to sacrifice. This is the last time. 46% sacrifice traveling, 37% new car, and 32% features in their dream home. So you think about all those things of what people are willing to sacrifice. Now, one of the big ones I look at, both the surveys of the first-time buyers and the experienced buyers. First-time buyers said 36% in features, 32% of the experienced buyers in features. Let's think about that concept there, because when that's a difference. People that are going home shopping with some of the professionals that I deal with on a regular basis say they're willing to give up features, but are they? That becomes the question mark when somebody's saying they're going to go and lease a home, they'll lease a home or apartment. I don't mind leasing a home that's got two bedrooms, or I'll lease a home that's a small, doesn't have a pool, doesn't have a yard. Those are issues that I hear all the time. Yet those same people, when they go and say, well, I'm going to buy a home, buy my first home, they come back and they give me a different story. They look at it and say, I'm not looking at just having a small house. I want the white picket fence, and I want the pool in the backyard, I want the dog run, and I want everything in the world. They're not comparing out. And then they say, look, well, the price is a lot higher than what my apartment or rented home would be. Well, they're not comparing apples and apples. They're comparing apples and oranges. If you say, okay, I'm going to go rent a condo, two-bedroom condo, two-bedroom apartment, and let's, instead of comparing that to the single-family home with the white picket fence, let's look at what we can do that's very similar to that property. You may find out you can actually afford it. You just didn't know it, but you're comparing apples and apples. So think about that concept when you're out looking for a new home, when you're talking to that real estate professional, and see if things change a little bit in that world. So that is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So obviously the big news of the day yesterday was exclusively, ironically enough, I guess two big news stories. The biggest one was the issue of president pulled it out of. The other one, obviously, was Hillary Clinton, still in the news, still blaming people for losing the election. I asked this question on our social media channels yesterday. Can you please let me know if you are that one person, the one only person Hillary Clinton did not blame for her loss in the election? Just a question there. I thought I'd ask you that one. I know she's blamed everybody in the world except that person in the mirror. Now, I want to ask this other question. It'll cause me trouble, but I don't mind. So when Hillary Clinton is complaining about losing the election, and she complains that the Russians did it, did the Russians hide the state of Wisconsin from Hillary Clinton? Because apparently she had no idea that that state was there, so she never showed up. So I'm wondering if that was something that the Russians did. Did they hide Michigan? I think it's still right in the same place, but apparently the Russians hid Michigan from Hillary Clinton also. Did they hide Pennsylvania? Because she missed that state too. So I'm wondering, did the Russians hide all those states from her? Maybe she didn't know that they were there. Just a thought for you. I'm wondering if that was the reason that Hillary Clinton never went to those states, is maybe the Russians hid them from her. They said that her private jet wouldn't go there. Wait a minute. Private jet? Is Hillary Clinton traveling on a private jet? Now, she's out there complaining that President Trump just killed our planet. But she travels around on a private jet. How does that work? Could it be the hypocrites? Many people, Tom Steyer, I guess, one of the hypocrites that they're talking about the idea of how the climate change is killing us. Now, let's think about this Paris Accord. I think we talked about this in the last segment because we are pulling out of that. The idea here is it should have some great effects on the economy down the road. We're not going to have to charge our citizens, the U.S. taxpayer, you and me, those billions of dollars that President Obama wanted to take you and me and send over to China and India and third world countries. We're going to do that. The companies that are economically advantageous, Now, if those companies are not getting taxed like crazy, if they're not getting the surtaxes to cover the money that the government, our government, wants to send to these other countries, do you think they might have more money to spend on research and development? So you think it might help? Now, we're already leading the planet cutting our carbon emissions, despite Al Gore and Tom Steyer and Hillary Clinton and the others who are on fire about this, traveling around in their private jets, creating massive carbon footprint. In spite of those folks, we are still leading the world in this. But they tell us, well, we're going to kill the planet. I watched the Miami Beach mayor on TV last night. And he's talking about climate change. And he's afraid the water is going to rise and wipe out Miami Beach. So the question that was posed to him is, what part of the Paris deal specifically will help that? And I don't want to see our sea underwater. Nobody does. Tell us what part of this deal is going to solve that problem. He can't answer that. Because as part of the climate deal, he said, the ice is going to melt. Well, we're looking at a drop of 2 tenths of 1 degree Celsius by the year 2100. If my math is correct, that's 83 years from now, and less than 1 degree change. That might increase if we got China and India to participate in this savings effort, but they don't have to according to this deal. It's just based on us. Then I hear somebody else say, well, it's a local effect. Okay, if it's a local effect, it's going to be positive for jobs. Because if somebody's putting solar on their house, or if they're putting in new windows, or we're building a new wind farm, building new renewables, if it's all local, well, that's going to help our economy. What problem does Elon Musk have with that? Helping our economy, is he? People could go buy more of Tesla
$100,000 cars. Now, if they stop taxing us so much, maybe more people can buy those Teslas. But the idea here is we're not looking at saving money if we're going to continue to send taxpayer money to other countries to continue building their coal plants while we shut ours. Can you see any logic in the argument that they want us to close our coal plants so they can continue to build their coal plants? How does that work? How is that beneficial? How is that equitable? I'm just curious if somebody can help me out with that. Cut down on the amount of concrete workers that we need if we stay in this deal. Think about that one. I know that I did see one benefit. They didn't tell us how it's going to work. But we do have to cut down on emissions from cows. That's one of the items in there that we've got. We have to figure out how to get the cows to stop emitting their methane gas. Really? Is that what this whole thing is about, is figuring out how to get... Put some Beano in their diet. Maybe they'll emit much methane gas. I don't know if that's the idea. That's part of the whole deal. You are listening to Ron Siegel discussing your return events and the financial markets when we come back. What to know about buying a condo? We'll talk about it. Financial mistakes you may be making right now and how to fix them. That is on our calendar as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power.
Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. You're a consumer advocate. I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Every time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Hey, we just released yesterday, late yesterday, a new home buyer's guide. If you want to get a copy of home buyer's guide, text HBG to 79564, HBG to 7564. For free copy of the Home Buyer's Guide, text HBD to 79564, just released yesterday. So we're on wealth segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your property, you might be able to buy a home with a reverse mortgage. Give me a call. You understand it. A lot of people don't understand about it. It is a great, great product. If you understand it. So let's talk about some financial mistakes you may be making right now and how to fix them. Keeping up with your finances doesn't come easily to everyone. For some, it can be a breeze to set up a diverse
investment portfolio. Other is the mere thought of doing your taxes can stress you out. And even those who are good with money may be making a few financial blunders. Here are some of those you might want to look at. Number one, pay too much for your mortgage. You might think that there's no way around paying hefty monthly mortgage payments, but the truth is you could be eligible for a much lower payment. Refinancing your mortgage yield a lower interest rate. I'm seeing rates down again today. Over 30 years can add up to some serious savings. Can certainly be worth checking out what rate you qualify for to see what a refinance would mean for you. You might also look at seeing your household blended interest is. That would average of all of your debts and getting them all paid off the mortgage if you've got some equity, and most people do have equity in their properties. So you might want to look at that. Not taking advantage of your credit card reward program. Many people use credit card as simply a buy now and pay later. Except nowadays, there are tons of credit card options to choose from. Many rewards program can be a great way to earn for your everyday spending. You might think that credit card rewards will require too much strategy, but luckily there are a number of credit cards with simple earning systems. So you got to look for them. Number three mistake you might be making right now, paying interest on your credit card. The eternal trick to credit cards is spending only what you can pay back. But even if you are smart about your credit usage, you might still be paying this extra cost of paying interest on your card. When you don't pay your balance, the remainder accrues interest. While paying all the minimum may help you get by, you end up paying more in the long run. Let's chat about some ways and some strategies there. Not having life insurance. It's easy to think of life insurance, especially when you're young and healthy. It may seem like an added monthly expense that you don't need. However, there are a number of situations where despite your age and your health, it's financially responsible to have life insurance. If you have children, you want to make sure they will be taken care of if anything happens to you, and your life insurance could also support your spouse, parents, siblings. If you were to pass unexpectedly, life insurance can also be a very good retirement planning tool. We've talked to our friend Al Manfrey many times. We've got a couple other folks that are joining us on radio as well to chat about that. Number five, neglecting your health. You're mistaken if you think your health and your finances are not connected to each other. For one, if you live an unhealthy lifestyle, chances are your body won't hold up as long as it otherwise. You may eventually have to fork over hundreds or thousands of dollars to afford medical bills. Eating healthy and getting some exercise may seem like extra expense you don't want to include, but neither of these things have to cost money. You plan your healthier meals ahead, and only for the items you won't really need to overspend at the supermarket. As for exercising, get creative. Instead of paying for a monthly gym fee, you can go for a walk around your neighborhood or around a mall. Don't spend money in the mall, or just go for a walk on your lunch break. Overpaying on student loan debt when you're fresh out of college, having to repay thousands of dollars in student loans can feel like a crushing weight. It can be difficult to understand just how those loans work. Often, people pick up a repayment plan and stick to it, whether it depends on your earnings or not. However, not adjusting your repayment plan can take a toll on your savings. You might end up shelling out more than you really need to, as well as repaying for longer than needed. A fix to this problem can be refinancing your student loans. Shop around for the best rates, but it could be well worth it. Not planning for retirement is another biggie. Just like with life insurance, you might think that this retirement is far off you. You don't need to think about it quite yet, but you'd be doing your future self a huge disservice by putting off planning for retirement. It's a good idea to think about your retirement as soon as possible so you're more likely to have a retirement in the future that you dream of now. Just a thought for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing real estate current events and financial markets when we come back. What to know about buying a condo will be on our... I've got a few other topics I think you may enjoy as well. I also about some smart money moves for the class of 2017 and some ideas for what lenders are saying to students, all that and more. You can use any time off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel if you miss any part of our podcast. Ron Siegel on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with the market solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Give them a call. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. Let you chat with our friends over there at Gold Star to see what they might have for you. And today we're going to know about buying a condo. What do you need to know about buying a condo? First off, it probably would help to know, what is a condo? So condos are individually sold units within a communal living complex. They often look just like apartment buildings. Unlike apartments, however, you own your private condo unit. All the common areas like tennis courts, lounges, or pools are collectively owned by all the complex's residents. Condos tend to be especially popular in spots with high property values like big cities or popular vacation destinations. Condos can be a great option for potential homeowners who can't quite afford a house but want to own some real estate. They also offer conveniences that might be difficult to afford individually, like the maintenance of a pool. They might also be a good place if you're looking to downsize, if you're looking to get something a little smaller. Purchasing, or you know, especially seniors, you know, you might be looking at, I don't want that big house anymore. I don't want to maintain the yard or the pool or any of these other things. Condo might be the right answer. Purchasing a condo is like joining a business arrangement with all the other people who own condos in the building. Because of this, condos have their own associations. This body puts rules in place to maintain the upkeep of both the building and neighbor relationships. Each condo will have their own rules and restrictions. You should be well aware of those rules before you buy a condo. You can't live with their rules. So what do you know about buying a condo? In addition to the condo rules, you should also be aware of the condo association's budget. That way you can know what kind of money you need to contribute as well as where the money is going. It helps to look at the budget and make sure that they're putting enough money towards things like building repairs. Also, take note of any outstanding debt owed to the association and their owners who aren't paying their dues. If an association refuses to share the budget with you, consider that a major red flag. The association will also have a reserve fund to cover expenses that crop up like major repairs. With the right funds and associations charge owners special assessments to cover costs. The older the property and the less cash reserves has, the higher chances you'll be hit with these charges. When looking at a condo complex, you may want to ask about projects and how they plan to fund them. What is their maintenance policy? What is their upkeep? What are their, you know, most of the condos, they're taking care of roofs. How long are the roofs? When will they be getting those repaired? Do they need repair? What are the other reserves and when are they being done? We had Ross Minion on talking about some of the associations that are just way out of touch on these things. Pros and cons of buying a condo. There's definitely an appeal to buying a condo that comes with amenities like a swimming pool, tennis courts. You won't have to manage the upkeep of those amenities yourself, nor care for the lawn or garden. Condos also come with a great built-in opportunity for a resident's social life. Neighbors are closer, and with access to the same building features, you can easily make friends. That's a big benefit of them. Condos tend to appreciate a slower rate, whether it's a plus or minus for you. It will depend on your usage of the condo, but this does mean that condos are more affordable than other dwellings in the same area. Owning a condo also means that you can take advantage of homeowners' tax deductions on your mortgage if you have one. However, you'll also have property taxes on your unit. As any situation does, condos also have their drawbacks. For one, if you're a social person, like having to share communal space or even walls with neighbors. The fees that come with owning a condo may be a damper on things as well. If an association doesn't have enough reserve, you and other residents could get stuck with a big bill to cover repairs. You want to make sure the association has their business in order and that their rules align with your expectations of living space. Many complexes can have rules like quiet hours after 10 p.m. or no pets. Owning a condo is like a home. You have less control over smell. Bottom line here, careful research into the ins and outs of condo can help you make a more confident decision about buying a condo. It helps ask condo associations and even condo residents about the property you're looking at. Better find out issues before you bought a condo and moved in. You want to make sure that you're buying the right type of property for you. Condos aren't better or worse than other housing types. They just are what they are, and you need to understand them. The important part of it, that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Again, when you're ready for that next home, that next mortgage, maybe that consolidation loan, Gold Star has the programs and products that you need to know about. So what are some of the smart money moves for the class of 2017? Chat about that for
just a little minute or so. Some of them already graduated class 2017, but even though you're done with school, you still have plenty of homework to do. New grads have a lot of exciting and sometimes intimidating tasks to navigate all at once, searching for and starting a new job while balancing a slew of new bills, competing for your limited budget. Never mind the added burden of student loan debt, it's not always easy to figure out what to tackle first or how to prioritize goals. Handling these to-do will help you get off to the right start. Number one, pick a place to lunch. Class 2017 is entering the best job market in years. There are a lot of job opportunities right now. The catch, you may need to relocate for that amazing opportunity. Some cities are better than others for new grads when it comes to a combination of entry-level jobs and starting salaries, as well as housing affordability and commute friendliness. And they aren't necessarily the ones you had a recent Wallet Hub. Salt Lake City topped the list of best places to start a career, while hotspots like New York City and Chicago didn't even make the top 10. Get a handle on your student debt with debt. Welcome to the club. 7 in 10 seniors graduate with debt, according to the Institute for College Access and Success. For the class of 2016, scholarship site CapEx.com estimated the average tab $37,172. Make sure you have a good understanding of those loans early on, including when repayment begins, how much you'll pay each month, and that monthly due date. Be sure that each lender has your latest contact information. It's easy for a loan servicer to lose track of you if you're not getting statements. You could go into default by accident. Once you have those basic elements taken care of, you can start strategizing ways to make your payment manageable and knock out that debt early. Put grad gifts to work. Grants are good. You'll end up with some graduatory cash in hand. The National Retail Federation projects consumers will spend a record $5.6 billion this year on graduation gifts. More than half of givers expect to offer cash, while another third will give gift cards. Be strategic how you use that money. A survey from investing app Stash found that many new grads plan to save 23.8% or invest 19.2% cash gifts or use them to pay down student loans. All options could get you off to a great start. Set yourself up for financial success. The amounts you save matter less right now than the habits you form. The key at the start is to develop habits that will pay off for the rest of your life. One thing you can do as soon as possible is build yourself an emergency fund and set up automatic transfers and other goals, other savings goals like retirement. After 1 year among adults, according to Mint.com survey, budgeting is a good habit to form as a new grad. Understanding where your money is going can help you better juggle all those bills, avoid credit card debt, and make the most out of your money. Great information there. Just a few tips for the new grad in 2017. And one more tip that I will offer for our graduates of 2017 and everybody else for that matter. You don't have to be a graduate for this tip to set up for radio preset button. To come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors and thanks to John, who's engineering today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or need any advice, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, and remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thank you. I know.